The Holy Quran is not a science book, but since the Quran is intended to be an eternal miracle, it reveals to make science and learning blossom among human beings. Here are some brief examples of scientific data in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, God speaks about the stages of man's embryonic development, in particular the verse where it says, "Then we made the drop into an alaqah. Then we made the alaqah into a mudghah." Literally, the Arabic word alaqah has three meanings. 1. Leech. 2. Suspended thing. And 3. Blood clot. In comparing a leech to an embryo, in the alaqah stage, we find similarity between the two. The embryo at this stage obtains nourishment from the blood of the mother, similar to the leech which feeds on the blood of others. The second meaning of the word alaqah is suspended thing. This is also correct to say because the suspension of the embryo during the alaqah stage in the womb of the mother is accurate according to scientists. The third meaning of the word alaqah is blood clot. We find that the external appearance of the embryo and its sacs during the alaqah stage is also similar to that of a blood clot. So the three meanings of the word alaqah correspond accurately to the descriptions of the embryo at the alaqah stage. The next stage mentioned in the verse is the mudghah stage. The Arabic word mudghah means chewed substance or chewable size. The embryo at the mudghah stage acquires the appearance of a chewed substance. This is because of the summits at the back of the embryo that somewhat resemble teeth marks in a chewed substance. How could the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have possibly known all of this 1400 years ago, when scientists have only recently discovered this using advanced equipment and powerful microscopes which did not exist at that time? Professor Moore is one of the world's most prominent scientists in the field of anatomy and embryology, and is the author of the book entitled The Developing Human. In 1981, Professor Moore said, "It has been a great pleasure for me to help clarify statements in the Quran about human development. It is clear to me that these statements must have come to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from God, because almost all of this knowledge was not discovered until many centuries later."
Is that these descriptions were revealed to Muhammad from God.
Another example is the mountains. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Have we not made the earth as a resting place and the mountains as pegs?" Modern earth sciences have proven that mountains have deep roots under the surface of the ground. History of science tells us that the theory of mountains having deep roots was introduced only in the latter half of the 19th century. The Quran also refers that the worker bees who are searching for food are females. The verbs used in Arabic refer to female bees. This is amazing, for all along until only recently, people imagined that the soldier bees were males. High altitude. It is in fact a highly commonplace reflection on the discomfort experienced at high altitude, which increases the higher one climbs. That is expressed in the Holy Quran. Who informed the Prophet, peace be upon him, that climbing up in the skies, the pressure increases and breathing becomes difficult? The Holy Quran also mentions the role and operation of an important factor in the bringing of things to fruition. In this verse, the Quran unveils another great mystery of creation, the fundamental role played by the wind in the fertilization of plants. These examples can go on and on. After all these examples we have seen about scientific miracles in the Holy Quran, let us ask ourselves these questions. Could it be a coincidence that all of this recently discovered scientific information was mentioned in the Holy Quran, which was revealed 14 centuries ago? Or could this Holy Quran have been authored by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself, or by any other human being? The only possible answer is that the Holy Quran must be the literal word of God revealed by God himself.